Previously on Lost.
Oh, damn it.
You all right, brother?
I'm fine.
I'm training. Training for what? For a race around the world? Jack, I'm Desmond. See you in another life, yeah?
Type in exactly what I tell you. Understand exactly. Nothing else. 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. Now press execute.
What's going to happen?
Just push it.
8, 4.
Who the hell is that?
Move. I kill him.
Down.
Is this what you were talking about, Locke? Is this your destiny?
All roads lead here.
My mother stole again from me this week. Now, I don't even keep money in my purse anymore. I've been hiding it. But when she wants a drink, she stole $30. I know, it may not seem like a lot of money to some of you, but it's a lot to me. And I want it back.
Something you want to say? John, you've been coming here for a month now.
I just don't think $30 is worth getting angry about.
Well, Francine feels like $30.
Francine feels a little too much, you ask me. You all do. I mean, seriously. So-and-so never called me back. My mother stole $30 from it. I never even knew who my parents were. A couple years ago, my birth mother found me, and she told me I was special. And through her, I met my real father. Great news, right? Well, he pretended to love me just long enough to steal my kidney because he had to have a transplant. And then he dropped me back in the world like a piece of trash, just like he did on the day that I was born. You want your damn $30 back? I want my kidney back.
Probably a good idea. You know, if you get kidney cancer, you've only got one.
That's funny.
I'm sorry if I ruined your meeting.
Oh, hell. You just said everything I've always wanted to say in there. Most of the time, I want to stand up and scream. Get over it, freaks.
Well, why don't you?
I have to keep a cork in. If I get all hot and bothered, there's no stopping me. Guess you won't be coming back next week, huh?
No, not likely.
It's too bad. I like bald guys.
I'm not bald.
I can wait. I'm Helen, by the way.
Hi, Helen. I'm John.
Where's Kate? Lower your gun, or I'll blow his damn head off.
Where's Kate?
Not move.
No, don't.
Don't what?
He's unarmed.
He just had a gun pointed at your head.
What did you do? What did you do? We're all gonna die. Makes sense.
What the hell is he talking about?
Listen, if you do not let me help, we are going
to
die.
Stop moving, or I swear to God.
Look at the wall. You see that? That's the timer that's counting down. I've got to enter the court. I've got to push the button.
Or what?
Jack, you should let him out.
Don't tell me what to do. Or what?
What's going to happen?
Twan, who are you? You got him.
Bastard. What?
Nothing, Jack.
I just have trouble sleeping in a strange bed. It has nothing to do with you, Helen, I promise. I really like you. I'm sorry. I'll call you later.
Morning. John, I know you like to drive through my neighborhood. And I know that every now and then you like to park outside my house. Now, I thought it might all stop when I moved, but here you are. I'll admit, at first I thought it was funny. Now it's just annoying. So how about you tell me what the hell it is you want?
Why?
Excuse me.
Why?
There is no why. You think you're the first person that ever got conned. You needed a father figure and I needed a kidney. And that's what happened. Get over it. And John, don't come back. You're not wanted.
I think you need that, Kate.
Whatever you're looking for, maybe I can help.
Can you fix the computer?
If you can't help me, can you?
Saeed can fix the computer.
Get him. Go and get Saeed.
Can you get back up that rope?
We won't have to. There's got to be a front door in this place.
Down the corridor to the left. Keep the system, the wheel sticks.
Go, yeah.
Now, you're going to tell me what's going on.
Jack, we don't have time.
We're taking a time out.
Please just let me.
Look, you want to get to work, you're going to tell me how you got here.
It was 3 years ago. I was at a solar racer on the world. And my boat crashed into the reef and then Kelvin came.
Kelvin?
Kelvin, he comes running out of the jungle. Hurry, hurry, come with me. He brings me down here. First thing he does, because it's beeping already, he types in the code, he pushes the button, and it stops. What was all that about, I say? Just saving the world, he says.
Saving the world.
His words, not mine. So I started pushing the button too. And we saved the world together for a while, and that was lovely. Then Kelvin died. And now here I am, all alone. The end.
Don't tell me you believe this. This is crazy. You think that makes sense, pushing a button?
You're going to take his word for it.
His word is all we have, Jack.
You don't have to take my word for it. Watch the film.
What?
The bookcase. Top shelf, behind Son of the Screw. Projectors in the pantry.
I didn't think we were going to get through the night. And I wasn't even here for that baby-stealing part.
I can assure you it was very exciting.
It's about time things are finally returning to normalness.
Saeed!
Oh, crap.
Saeed, we need your help.
What do you know? What they do to you? Who the hell are they? Who the hell are they?
Others.
바닥에서 불 잡혔어.
Did you see Walt?
The others. How many? How many?
놈들이 내 눈을 가렸어.
눈, 눈. That's blindfold him. That's blindfold him. Could be 100 of them out there.
Push me up.
What? Push me up. I'm trying to get us out of here. Come on, help us out, Joe.
They got it weighted down with something.
Try it off somewhere. Come on, lift me higher.
Going on down here before I showed up, John?
Kate was tied up. Desmond had a gun on me. I think he pretty much caught the gist of it.
Desmond.
He wanted to know a lot about us, how we got here, if we were sick.
You didn't ask anything about him?
He was the one with the gun.
You sure seem calm for someone who believes the world's going to end in the next 45 minutes.
He'll fix it.
You understand that what he's saying it's insane. It's impossible.
Why is it insane?
Because the last time I saw the computer that was going to save the world, it didn't look like that.
Is the reason you're so upset because he said he recognized you? Because that would be impossible.
Marvin Candle, and this is the orientation film for Station 3 of the Panama Initiative. In a moment, you'll be given a simple set of instructions for how you and your partner will fulfill the responsibilities associated with the station. But first, a little history. The Dharma Initiative was created in 1970 and is the brainchild of Gerald and Karen DeGroot, two doctoral candidates at the University of Michigan. Following in the footsteps of visionaries such as B.F. Skinner, imagine a large-scale communal research compound where scientists and freethinkers from around the globe could pursue research in meteorology, psychology, parapsychology, zoology, electromagnetism, and utopian social inclusive Danish industrialist and munitions magnat Alvar Hanso, whose financial backing made their dream of a multipurpose social science research facility a reality. You and your partner are currently located in Station 3, or the Swan, and will be for the next 540 days. The Station 3 was originally constructed as a laboratory where scientists could work to understand the unique electromagnetic fluctuations emanating from this sector of the island. Not long after the experiments began, however, there was an incident. And since that time, the following protocol has been observed. Every 108 minutes, the button must be pushed. From the moment the alarm sounds, You will have 4 minutes to enter the code into the microcomputer processor. Induction into the program. When the alarm sounds, either you or your partner must input the code. It is highly recommended that you and your partner take alternating shifts. In this manner, you will both stay as fresh and alert of utmost importance, that when the alarm sounds, the code be entered correctly and in a timely fashion. And do not attempt to use a computer for anything. Congratulations. Until your replacements arrive, the future of the project is in your hands. On behalf of the De Groots, Alvar Hanso, and all of us at the Dharma Initiative, thank you. Namaste. And good luck.
We're going to need to watch that again. What's that?
It's a present. It's been 6 months. Sort of an anniversary, right?
I didn't get you anything.
It's okay. It only cost me $1. To my place. Thought you might be tired of knocking.
Well, Helen, I don't know what to say.
There's just one condition, though, John. When you stay over, you stay over.
What do you mean?
I followed you last night to that house that you go to. Is it your father's house?
Why would you follow me, Helen? Why would you do that?
Well, you sneak off in the middle of the night. I just needed to know where you were going. I care about you, John.
No, well, yeah, but what I do is my business. It's personal.
I wasted 20 years of my life being angry. I told myself I would get over it, but I couldn't do it alone. I needed to find help. You helped me, John. And I can help you. You just have to promise me that you're not going to go to that place anymore.
Watch that again.
Aren't you?
No, John, I'm not.
Irnanda.
Well, okay.
Sister.
Who are you?
We crashed here. We were on a plane. Sydney to Los Angeles.
What?
40 of us made it.
Flight 815?
You were on it too. What? You were in the back? Broke off midair. How did you...
I don't know. The plane came apart, and somebody's frickin' hard side came out of the overhead and knocked me out. I woke up underwater and made my way to the top, swam to shore.
You've been out here by yourself all this time?
Trying to find food, making my way, hoping to find somebody. And then, yesterday, they found me.
Who are they?
You tell me.
Did you see a boy, 10 years old? They took my son.
No, sorry. Mana Lucia.
Sawyer. This is Mike. Quiet Korean guy's Jen. We're about to be the best thing that ever happened to you.
How's that?
So next time Shaft opens a cage, he's gonna get a surprising little howdy doody.
Are you in contact with the people that made it? The film. Are you in contact with anyone?
Do you think I'd be here if I was?
How is it that you didn't know about the crash? About us?
I push this button every 108 minutes. I don't get out much.
So these replacements?
Kelvin died waiting for his replacements.
So you don't get out, you don't see anyone. Where's your food come from? You really think this is happening?
Why wouldn't it be?
It says quarantine on the inside of the hatch to keep you down here, keep you scared. But you know what? We've been up there for over 40 days and no one's gotten sick. You think this is the only part of it that's true? Do you ever think that maybe they put you down here to push a button every 100 minutes just to see if you would? That all of this, the computer, the button, is just a mind game, an experiment.
Every single day. And for all our sakes, I hope it's not real. But the film says this is an electromagnetic station. And I don't know about you, brother, but every time I walk past that concrete wall out there, my feeling's hot. Right.
What happened?
It's over.
What do you mean it's over?
Doing?
Are you leaving? Desmond! Wait. We can fix the computer. Saeed is coming. He knows.
Give my best.
Wait. Where are you? You can't leave.
Where are you going? As far as I can run, brother.
What should we do?
Nothing. We do nothing. Not real. None of it's real.
This isn't what was supposed to happen.
What was supposed to happen?
Please, don't leave me here.
All right, John. You're on your own.
John.
Thank you.
Helen, what? Hey, Helen, wait. Don't! Helen! Why are you doing this?
He's not coming out of his house, John, because he doesn't care. I know why you're here, why you keep coming here. You're scared. You're scared of moving forward with me, with us. You're going to have to choose him or me.
No, it's not that simple.
Yes, it is.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't! I don't know how.
Because you don't know what's going to happen. None of us do. That's why it's called a leap of faith, John. You don't have to be alone. John, where's Jack?
Jack's gone. I need your help.
What does it look like?
It's a breaker box. There has to be one. What are the conduit lines?
Cool, okay, great. What's a conduit line?
Those tubes. Follow those.
What you mean by it?
All right, here's what we're gonna do. Jim plays dead. You call for help.
Sick prisoner? He's serious?
What, you got a better idea, sweetheart?
Where'd you get that gun, anyway?
What?
The gun. How'd you get it on the plane?
There was a federal marshal on the plane.
So what, you just happened to have his gun?
Yeah, I'm lucky.
How come you didn't use it when they grabbed you?
Gosh, I guess I was too busy getting hit in the face with a club. How come you're suddenly so interested, Cupcake?
Hey!
What? Come on, let's just... We gotta...
Back up! Back up! Coming out!
Listen carefully. If by some miracle you manage to get that computer working again, you got your end of the code.
4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. Hit execute. Again. 4, 8, 15.
Shut up!
Sorry?
Nothing is going to happen. Some
man takes you down there, shows you a movie, and you push a button on faith alone, nothing is going to happen!
In about 15 minutes, you're either going to be very right or very wrong, brother. You want to shoot me? Shoot me! But I'm not
hiding. Why are you running? You don't even know what you're running from!
I remember you. Running. I know you. I met you.
Stop.
Los Angeles. I was training, yeah? You twisted your ankle, you...
Stop.
You're a doctor, right? There was this girl, you were worried, you said... You said you failed her. That was you.
It doesn't matter.
Was she okay? The girl.
It doesn't matter.
What happened to her?
It doesn't matter.
How can you say it?
I married her!
You're not married to her anymore, then? See you in another life, yeah?
Fix it?
This man, whoever he was, replaced the motherboard. The power transformer is blown.
Don't you need to know why?
All I need to know is that the timer is counting down to something. And that this computer needs to be repaired. I'm sure you'll tell me why once I've done so.
Saeed?
I'm working on it.
You have to...
I know what I have to do. Reconnect the processor. Replace the transformer.
It's on.
Yes, what now?
It was a code. He made me enter it.
What code?
Can you remember what it is?
4-8
Wait a minute.
15-16
Dude, I'm serious. Stop.
Hugo, this is not the time or the place.
Yeah, well, I think it is.
23
What is this thing? We didn't even know what it does. I mean, we need...
32
You know what? Forget it. Go ahead, do your thing.
It's not 32
It's 42 He just told me, Desmond. Last number's 42
You're sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You have to do it.
You do it yourself, John.
No, you saw the film, Jack. This is a two-person job, at least.
This argument is irrelevant.
Say it. Don't.
Jack.
Don't. It's not real. Look, you want to push the button, you do it yourself.
If it's not real, then what are you doing here, Jack? Why did you come back? Why do you find it so hard to believe?
Why do you find it so easy?
It's never been easy!
Maybe you should just do it.
No. It's a button.
I can't do this alone, Jack. I don't want to. It's a leap of faith, Jack.